Morning Walk Conversation, July 14th, 1974, in Marina del Rey.
Yes, I told him he's waiting for the date. This guy has not fixed up the flight number yet.
Oh, Hans will do that. Yes. Yeah, I told him.
Atreus,
I have not been able to get through to yet.
That's the same visa, or Sarah?
Something.
They're crisscrossing the world.
That is stated in the Shastra. He who could burn his heart and sustain a galabrita, because the pure devotee carries Krishna within his heart. Therefore, wherever he goes, he makes a holy place. It is said in the heart.
Not me, but everyone of you, if you are pure devotee of Krishna, then wherever you go, that is a holy place. See, he could bring to his hand his hand.
To become sannyasi means that he is pure devotee, and wherever he goes, he will feel that. That is sannyas means. Mahat vichalanam ninam jihinam jinati. Mahatma, they travel so that the householders, they are simple minded and full of sinful activities, they go there and let them purify. This is the idea of sannyas.
And the basic civilization, a brahmachari and a sannyasi, has open door. There is no restriction, no beer of dog. But now, they're worried.
Mm-hmm.
personal experience after my sunrise when I was touring India. So, in Ahmedabad or Baroda, I was entering one man's house. So, he was standing on the balcony. Far, because in India, sometimes he has become a professional beggar. Just send the dress and he can easily eat without any water.
And smoke beans.
Everything they do. In our childhood, we had a house for rental. There was a man, he was a professional beggar. You see? So, other members of the house, they will go to their office, feel dress himself just like a sunman, and go for begging. That was his business. In your country, there is no such opportunity, but in India, there is such opportunity. If you make a dress of sannyasi, you can go anywhere and respectable. They will give you for eating.
Especially they prey on the women.
Huh?
Especially they prey on the women.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, when the house to get some papers, I could see in the back of the house, the lady was entertaining some sannyasi with sweetmeats and sugar.
All women have to change their dress before they go out. Brahmacharis. That's the only way they can bathe in it. We, because of our fallen condition, we require many mechanical means by which we can offer one another respect and to teach one another examples of scripture. For example, we are asked to bow our bodies down to show respect or to call one another Prabhu to understand that each person is a spiritual master to the other. How are the boys and girls to learn these things? In manners of decorum and manners from the sannyasis, for example, how are they to offer respect to their godmother?
Do you have like that? I have heard that.
For example, I have seen many godmothers offer one another respect, but it's very seldom to see that in the terms of some of our leaders.
So,
some of you don't have practical examples of that.
Then,
one person who sees me thousands of times.
Ah, yeah. for them. Simply for covering the sun.
No chakra, so there's no sun. No chakra, no sun.
No rain, no sun.
In the college, it will be like that. There will be clouds in thunder, bolt and lightning, but there will be no rain. That is correct.
It's very inauspicious.
Huh?
It is not auspicious.
In the Krishna book, you say that this Kali Yuga is compared to the cloudy season. The Kali Yuga is compared to the cloudy season of
the living entity.
And only by the appearance of Lord Chaitanya with the Hare Krishna mantra are the clouds cleared away.
They can eat stone and digest.
They can eat the sand.
And?
The sand is made of little stones.
Yes. Not sand. Not sand. Yes. What is it?
Snails.
Shells.
The sand.
No, birds eat stones too.
Yes, that's right.
No, I don't know.
They get nutrition from the stones? They get some nutrition
from the stones? There's some bark digest.
Yeah.
Some of this. What is this called?
Pigeon.
Oh, pigeon. We talk.
Just swallow the...
Because of the...
They can swallow the very hard piece.
Yeah,
and they can
then
make it nice very...
Seaweed edible?
Is that edible? I don't find. Why do they eat seaweed?
In Asia, many people eat seaweed. Certain types of plants.
That is all right, but why man should eat seaweed? There are so many vegetables.
vegetables are not available.
Yeah.
You don't have to cultivate. You have to go diving with lungs and tanks to collect it rather than follow the earth. They consider it a delicacy for food.
The restaurants for the macrobiotic people, young people that think they're comfortable.
the health food. It's a delicacy.
This is all fake.
But in Japan, it's a dish.
It contains much iodine. Certainly.
They make some food. And it is sold. What is called that? They make some cakes by soaking in the water.
Swimming.
Huh? Not swimming. They make some food stuff.
In India,
and I was in Ahmedabad, guest of on Mr. Patel. His business is collect this. And he's a chemist also. He prepares some food. It's a good business.
What are the plans for science? In the future, is the food from the ocean?
Yes. Food from the ocean is already there, he said.
No, not only fishes, they're trying to investigate more.
It is not sufficient?
No, fish is not enough.
There's one big plan to make a big city, and then the stool is recycled, and 60% can be again reused.
I heard that
the body already makes
butter
in the stool.
It doesn't efficiently take all the nutrients.
They can make butter. It's market butter sometimes coming from stool.
Here too, in this country also they're making butter from stool.
In
this country also they're doing that?
I don't know, during what time the German people did it.
They're advertising just like milk without the sour taste, without the bitter taste.
Yeah, propagating that milk is not good.
Yes, some scientist came to see me in Melbourne. He was speaking like that.
You're saying the milk is not good?
Stool is good, but milk is not good.
That's all right if you're a pig.
You see the pigs, they eat stool. Yes. They become very fat.
Stout.
Yes.
They have no brain for understanding Krishna.
That only comes from milk.
Huh?
That only comes from milk.
Yes.
Have a good brain for understanding Krishna.
Not eating so much.
No.
Some devotees think that they eat large quantities of milk. The more they eat, the more the brain will become big.
That is added. Telling our devotee, too much eating is very, very bad. Too much eating
Right.
He should only take what is necessary.
And too much collecting. That is also not. Collecting money.
In all the living bodies, we have these innumerable cells, living cells. And in these cells, we're just discussing whether the Paramatma and Jivatma are still there in the, within the living cells. Is it there?
Yeah.
So actually, so our body is a combination of these so many living entities. That's all.
Yeah. The living entity is 1/10,000 part of the hair. So many hairs are there. And that is 1/10,000 part of the top of the hair. What is the biggest?
So there is one Jivatma who is in control, but the others are subservient. Okay.
Jivatma is everywhere, but if you have got your own thing, just like part. Agriculture purpose. We have got a big field. But there are so many millions of microbes. And, but it is your field. Not that when you go out of the field, one of them becomes you. No, that is not. That is individual. When you leave your field.
So when we leave the fields, then the other cells in the body also leave their field.
Yeah, therefore the germs come up as soon as it is proper time. So these nonsense, we do not know that. That is creating life, the ingredients. If they say that material combination makes life, the material combination is there already. But why is it that man is not coming? That is, he is individual. And they are also. I have got my field, I am individual, I live it. But because there are so many other microbes, they will come as me. No, that is not.
Yes, but temporarily I cannot live without them.
Huh?
I cannot live in my body without them.
You cannot live with this material body and without so many conditions. And that is also one of the conditions. You cannot live. Any condition, little disturbed, you become diseased, you become disturbed. Therefore, it is called conditional life. You simply live here on condition. And spiritual life means no condition. The condition is favorable, then your senses will act. Otherwise, you have got useless senses.
Uh-huh.
If there is light, then you can see. You can become proud of your eyes. Can you show me God? I know what you can see. That's it. If God gives you light, then you can see. You see under condition. And still he is very proud of his eyes. Then he saw me, God. This is Venga. Rascal, what he can see? We are punished, and still we are passing out the truth. What is your truth?
You are punished. So they only end up with a conditioned truth, a relative truth.
Yes. The more you are not conditioned, the more you are finding out truth is perfect. But it is not possible for you to become completely unconditioned. That is Mukta Purusha, liberated. Therefore, you have to take knowledge from the person who is not conditioned. That is perfect. And one is conditioned, what is the value of his giving knowledge? So therefore, don't accept any knowledge from the conditioned soul. Conditioned soul is imperfect by the four deficiencies. Brahm, Pramad, he must commit mistake. So what is the value of his knowledge? There is no knowledge. We get knowledge from the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is unconditioned. There is a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Esat Isanam Isasya. That is God. God means he becomes, he comes within this material world, but he is not conditioned. That is Krishna.
That is represented?
Yes. The whole thing is managed by the law of gravitation. But when Krishna lifted the hill, there was no weight. He is not conditioned by the law of gravity. He can lift that. We cannot do because we are conditioned. And when they cannot understand God's inconceivable power, they think it is all me, my color. Because if he is a rascal, he thinks Krishna is a rascal.
They tried to put Krishna within
yes.
the framework of
the law. Abhijananti manamungha. Manasintanva. Because Krishna has kindly become visible to our eyes. This rascal is immediately taking it on us. By his kindness is coming to be visible by us, to listen to him, his instruction, but this murha will take him as ordinary him.
The consciousness of those living cells are dependent on my consciousness.
No, that consciousness is not developed. is not equal to your conscience. Child consciousness is not equal to your consciousness. It's not yet developed. Similarly, this human life is a full pleasure, not full pleasure, almost full demonstration of consciousness. We have to utilize it for her understanding. From material condition, the consciousness develops. On account of loss of consciousness, they become godless. So it requires time. So this Hare Krishna movement is to help them to develop consciousness very quickly. Yes. Otherwise, it will take millions of years. Manushanam sahasresh pratyujyati. We are helping people to develop that original consciousness very quickly.
The
minor self,
they divide. They just like
accept the... Let them do whatever they do. But still, Krishna is there. Annantarasthaṁ paramānuśayāṁ. Paramānuśayāṁ. Undeveloped conscious, most you are silent on it. As you have got less developed conscious, that's why the dog and the girl see developed consciousness, therefore the dog less conscious, it is serving. Similarly, if you are not Krishna conscious fully, then you have to start Maya.
Believe that.
To start to accept this material world. Maya will give you a dress according to your karma. And you have to work. This will continue.
Those who do not develop their Krishna consciousness fully again take it with.
Oh, yes. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma yadindriya prikaye aptinoti. Prasadu manne jato atma moyam prasan nati kleshe aptinoti. These rascals are working like madmen. Unam pramatta. Pramatta means mad. And all is being described. So this is not good because he does not know that for his mischievous sinful activities he has got a body, it is always miserable. So it will continue to accept miserable body. Therefore it is not good. The doctor can see that this man is infecting this disease and he will suffer. But the rascal man cannot understand that I am infecting something and I love the self. For me, they are trying to become happy by improving this material condition. But he does not know that he is becoming implicated more and more. Because he will have to accept the body. And there are so many varieties of body. This is charity. Or Giriraj took some money.
Who?
Giriraj.
Giriraj.
Yes. He said, everyone is God, somebody said. So Giriraj said, I am God. Yes, you are God. Then I can take your money. Yes. And he gave me some money. All this. So out of 39, whatever money he had in his pocket, he gave him.
It was $90.
Huh?
$90.
Anyway.
He was taught in his own philosophy. The same trick Madhavita Swami once had someone take all of his clothes off and give it to him. Everything is all one,
but
he will not mind
getting his clothes. No, that philosophy is we are one. What is mine, that is mine. And you are also mine. Therefore we are one. And as you say, you say, why not your mind? And that is not it.
That type of philosophy will not last long.
Huh? Huh? That type of
In a highly developed consciousness state in the body, consciousness is highly developed.
That is consciousness. Devote.
So in a
highly developed consciousness means he is a devote.
Yes, but what is the relationship of the those individuals who are living with him? They are not conscious.
They live. That's like a dog living, you see. You are developed. He is not developed.
But still he is benefited.
Huh?
He is benefited from the consciousness of the,
yes,
the master.
If the master is devoted, then he can. Kita janama ho jatha suvadas. Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, let me become a warm in the house of a devotee. You have to take bath. I don't want a life, non-devotional life, even if it is like Brahma. I prefer to become a worm in the house of a devotee. This is prayer of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Similarly, when we associate with the spiritual master, with Krishna consciousness, automatically we also have some taste.
Bhakti means enhancing spiritual taste. That is it. Bhakti, parasanu, bhava, virakti, annatrasa. And as he increases his spiritual test, he becomes detestful to this material. This is the test.
The hippies and keeping this place clean.
Huh?
Hippies are simply sleeping and the beach remains dirty.
Oh.
This management.
Jai. 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 Jai